Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Tuesday, February 21st meeting of the Senate Committee on Rules. If anybody is here because they're interested in Senate Bill 1513, we will not be taking that bill up today. So you don't need to stay unless you're interested in hearing about our other business. And we do have two other pieces of business, and so I will start by opening a public hearing and work session on Senate Concurrent Resolution 209. And Erin, would you like to tell us what this is?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. SCR 209 recognizes and honors achievements of Terry Jean Fonemeyer. You do have a dash one amendment. It makes just a correction to the years of the Senior Women's Amateur Championship. It changes it from 49 to 50, just a technical change. And there is a no revenue, no fiscal impact on the measure and the amendment.
Great, and I believe we have Senator Winters here to testify. So welcome to the Senate Rules Committee. And we look forward to hearing what you have to say.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. It's my honor and pleasure to actually to present the SCR 2009 in honor of Terry Jean Fonemeyer. Last September, Terry, she really played her heart out, and it's an interesting story because she was encouraged to go back to the Senior Women's Amateur Golf Champion, and she really did not believe that she would be able to place, let alone she won. And she won, and it's the 50th year, and that's the correction on the resolution. It said 49 years, but it was the 50th year. And it's the first time for an Oregonian woman. So she's brought the honor to not only Salem, but I think to the state of Oregon. And her story actually is one that I think when you share it with others of the how she came to become this golfing success story is for young people and others, it says, yes, you can. And women, yes, we can. And I noted that I believe that every member of the Senate chamber has signed on in support of honoring Terry Jean Fonemeyer. And I hope you join me and you move the concurrent resolution 2009 to the floor.
Great. Well, thank you very much for bringing this to us. And would you be willing to carry this on the floor?
I would be honored to.
Great. We would be pleased to have you do that. Okay. Any questions? Okay. Thanks very much, Senator Winters. And members, we are in a work session. We do have a dash one amendment to SCR 209. So we need a motion.
Madam Chair, I'd move dash one amendment to SCR 209.
Thank you. Senator Atkinson has moved the dash one amendment to Senate Concurrent Resolution 209. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Any objection to the amendment? Seeing none, amendment is adopted. And Senator Atkinson?
I would move SCR 209 as amended to the floor with a do adopt recommendation.
Thank you. Senator Atkinson has moved SCR 209 as amended to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Any discussion on his motion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. And we will ask Senator Winters to carry this on the floor. We have one more piece of business, and I will open a public hearing and work session on Senate Concurrent Resolution 210. Erin, could you tell us about this?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. SCR 210 memorializes former Senator and Representative Jeanette Hamby.
Thank you, Erin. And so we have this in front of us. And it looks like we do have Tricia Smith to testify on this, so please come forward.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you. My name is Tricia Smith. I represent Oregon School Employees Association. And I apologize for this deep and sexy voice. I hope hopefully it will be gone tomorrow. In the meantime, I am delighted to come before you and testify in support of this memorial for Jeanette Hamby. I served with Senator Hamby We had a beautiful, very helpful, cooperative and collaborative relationship. We did not always agree, of course, but unfortunately, I haven't found the person who will yet agree with me all the time, but I'm still looking. In the meantime, Jeanette was always extremely professional. She believed in being a stateswoman, and she believed that we all should work together for the betterment of our state. And I am thrilled that you are recognizing her and her work, and I am very supportive of that effort. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your comments, and I think we won't make you talk anymore by
Thank
asking
you.
Any questions. Thank you for being here and evoking the memory of a really wonderful colleague and a fine woman. And Senator Burdick, you walked in as we were just taking up the resolution honoring the memory of Senator Jeanette Hamby, and I believe that you're a chief sponsor, as is Senator Ferrioli. So we don't have anybody else that I see signed up to testify.
Can I ask a question, Madam
Yes,
Chair?
Sure.
Aaron, can you tell me why this is a resolution and not a memorial? Is it because memorials are go to Congress?
Correct.
And resolutions are okay.
Yes.
Point of technical clarification. Thank you.
Great. Senator Ferrioli, did you have a motion?
Thanks, Madam Chair. Comment first and then a motion, if you don't mind. I served with Jeanette Hamby in the Senate, and so did our good colleague on our committee, because we're the two senior members, along with Senator Nelson. We all served with Senator Hamby. She was an extraordinary woman. Very opinionated, had been there and done it, and had been a pioneer woman in politics, and was very tuned in, dialed into technology, the new technological issues, and clearly saw that Oregon had a role to play in high technology if we'd only get in the game. And so she pushed that very hard. She was one of the pioneers who, with Senator Timms, got us to fund the electronic storage data storage center in Burns, Oregon, called the Warm Center. Was just one of the many roles. Many people may not know that she was also, in her spare time, a race car driver.
Mm-hmm.
So she was a woman of many talents and many parts, and I remember that she sat directly behind me in one of my first desks on the Senate floor and was never shy about expressing her opinion about my politics and hers. So I had the benefit of much wisdom from Senator Hamby.
Thank you.
And Madam Chair,
yes,
just to add to that, I think you know that my life goal when I got to the legislature was to be on the Judiciary Committee and be chair of the Judiciary Committee, and that really started with Jeanette Hamby, because when I first got here, people said, oh, don't ever go to Judiciary, it's so boring, it's just a bunch of detail. But then I met Jeanette Hamby, and she was on Judiciary, and she came up with ideas. She had more ideas on what to do with prisoners. My favorite one was taking over salvage ships and putting them offshore with prisoners. You wouldn't even have to build fences, was her thought. And she had many other very creative ideas, and she was just totally not bound by party or ideology. She was a completely independent thinker, and just someone who I just greatly, greatly admired. And I looked at her as something of a mentor.
Thank you for those comments. And I didn't have the opportunity to know her as well, but I always admired her from afar. And so reading this resolution about all the things that she played a role in, including the earned income tax credit, makes me admire her even more. And what I do remember about her is just the way she would stand up with such dignity and start every floor speech saying the word colleagues in some way that I can't say it the way she said it, but it was just completely memorable. So hopefully somebody else with a better ear for mimicry than me can come up with that.
And, Madam Chair, at times it was respectfully, and at other times it had an edge.
So, Senator Ferrioli, did you have a motion?
I do, Madam Chair. I move SCR 210 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Thank you. Senator Ferrioli has moved SCR 210 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Any discussion on the motion? Any objections to the motion? The motion carries. And we do have, I don't know, Senator Ferrioli, if you wanted yourself or Senator Starr.
Chair, Senator Starr, since he serves in the district, but co-carried perhaps by any of the colleagues that served with Senator Hampe.
Great. So Senator Burdick, would you like to do that? So we'll ask Senator Starr and Senator Burdick to be our co-carriers, and I'll close the work session. Members, we have a few other bills that are slowly working their way to us, so I think that we'll have a need to have a hearing tomorrow. We're looking, I think, Erin, at about 1:30 or 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. We would have most likely, members, three bills tomorrow, one being a resolution for the University of Oregon and the Rose Bowl, one being the Senate resolution from Senator Steiner Hayward regarding the middle school and high school children who have been awarded the Prudential Service Awards, and then one other potential work session. So it would be a relatively short meeting, so if 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock works as well. So it's really...
Let the word go for it.
Great. So we will let you know, but I think if you have a conflict during that time, let us know. But
when did you say tomorrow, 2 or 3 o'clock?
1:30 would be the ideal, but a 2 to 3 could work as well.
I don't think anybody has committee during that time. So
this would allow us to move the measures quickly to the floor as well.
Yeah, it's all good.
Okay, great. Okay, we'll go ahead and schedule that too then. Okay, with nothing further to come before us today, members, we are adjourned.